Lyndon Johnson was president. The Six-Day War was underway in the Mideast, and the Israelis savagely attacked an unarmed American intelligence ship in the Mediterranean. I'm Don Swaim with Book Beat. James Ennis Jr. was a Navy lieutenant on that tragic day of June 8, 1967, on board the USS Liberty.
I took the watch at 6:45 in the morning, assumed the officer of the deck responsibility, and between then and 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we were circled by Israeli airplanes, most of them with clearly visible Israeli markings.
Ennis says the Israeli planes flew so low, the ship's deck plating vibrated.
We had men sunbathing on deck because we really didn't anticipate any hostilities. And our men in bathing trunks and blankets on deck actually waved to the pilots, and the airplanes were so low that we could see the pilots waving back.
Ennis says the Liberty clearly flew the American flag. Suddenly, three Mirage jets began to dive.
The Mirages came straight down the center line of the ship with cannon and rockets firing, destroyed both of the forward gun mounts, and raked the whole ship with explosions from rockets. I was hit, and my leg was broken by that first rockets fired. All the men around me dropped. The plane passed overhead with a zoom, and as I look forward, there's another plane making its turn to make the same approach.
Then some smaller Israeli planes appear, dropping napalm. Finally, three Israeli torpedo boats came to finish the job.
The three boats approached at 35 knots, launched five torpedoes, which by incredible good luck missed us. One hit about amidships, blew a 40-foot hole, killed 25 more men. Nine had been killed by the air attack. And amazingly failed to sink us.
James Ennis is now retired from the Navy, but his account of the Israeli attack can be found in a book published in 1979 and still in print, Assault on the Liberty. More on my next Book Beat. I'm Don Swaim. In June 1967, 34 Americans died, another 171 wounded when Israeli jets and torpedo boats attacked the U.S. spy ship Liberty during the Six-Day War. I'm Don Swaim with Book Beat. Retired Navy Lieutenant James Ennis Jr. says in his book, Assault on the Liberty, that the Israelis deliberately attacked the American ship for fear the intelligence vessel had broken Israeli codes. Ennis says that as the Israelis attacked, promised U.S. support never materialized.
We had this 40-foot hole on our side, and with emergency repair, we were able to make it, accompanied by a fleet tug. The ship made it at slow speed to Malta, which was 1,000 miles away.
Almost immediately after the attack on the Liberty, the Israelis issued a statement.
The U.S. Naval Attaché to Tel Aviv was summoned to the Foreign Liaison Office, was told the Israeli government has apparently mistakenly attacked a U.S. Navy ship. We offer our abject apologies.
Ennis says it was known that Secretary of State Rusk had accused Israel privately of wanton disregard for human life, but
the public report that went to the press and television and that the American public heard about was that Israel has mistakenly attacked. The apology has been accepted, and that's all there is to the story.
Further, the Liberty survivors were told to keep their mouths shut.
We were told first, you won't talk about this because it's being investigated by the government and the full story will be told publicly. Then when the official version was published, we were told, you may now talk to the press, you may now tell a story, as long as you say exactly what was in the official report in the same words that the official report used and go no further.
Israel later paid several million dollars in compensation to the wounded and to the families of the dead. James Ennis Jr., author of Assault on the Liberty. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.